Raw food nutrition is one of the greatest things out there because it's not only healing you in terms of the diabetic symptoms and the ill health and all those problems, but it's spiritual. It's connected to the earth. I really believe that one of the things that disconnects us from the earth is because we take a natural food like this, we throw it through microwaves, roast it, broil it, extract it, add chemicals to it, put it in bags, and then sell it to people, and people eat that. Why don't you just eat it straight from the earth directly? That's the underlying teaching here. Well, when you do that, and I've been doing that for over a decade, you do get connected to God, to Mother Earth, or whatever, in a different way than you can perceive with your mind. It's a type of value that you cannot get anywhere else, or you can't imagine it. You have to experience it.
Absolutely. Your spirituality is awakened in a different way, in a different sense. There are a lot of people that come to spirituality eating a lot of bad foods too. But once you get on that bandwagon of putting God's food in you, there's a reason that every major religion has a fasting time and a cleansing time so that we can make that connection again, so that we can get closer. So when you start to put God's foods into your body, of course that God flow that's going through you is tapped into a lot easier. And I know my own spiritual practice went up millions of degrees once my diet changed and I cleaned my body out. It made all the difference in the world.
As your physical body becomes less gross and less blocked with toxins, you automatically become a living vortex to be able to pull down the divine energy.
It puts you in touch with mankind in a different way. Your love, your heart is awakened in a different way when you're only putting God's food in and not the death and destruction of the other animals that we share the planet with. When you get out of that realm of death and destruction and eating raw living foods, I think it raises the vibrations of not only you, but everything around you.
Everything is vibration. You know, everything is frequency. The food we eat, the thoughts we think, our intentions, our desires, it's all vibration. So beginning with food, I remember when I first became a vegetarian, it didn't have a lot to do with health. It had to do with that I didn't want a certain vibration in my body. I didn't want the vibration of a dead cow. I didn't want the vibration of a fearful chicken entering into my body. I wanted my body to be able to maintain a certain vibration and frequency that would match my prayer life and my meditation life.
That our body shall be full of light.
It's all interrelated. So the kind of food we eat and the vibration that it carries, how it was taken care of, the hormones and the chemicals that are pumped into it, the ranched soil that it's grown in, all of that is frequency and vibration that can, of course, invade the body temple, the cells of your body temple. They won't replicate properly. All of that allows for other kind of toxic chemicals to move through your body, which will of course affect your mood, affect your perception. Your perception then determines your experience in life. So all of that's interrelated. You see, from the kind of food you eat, the kind of thoughts you think, the kind of actions you ultimately take, coming from a low frequency, a low vibration, you end up creating a world for yourself that's not about happiness or joy or bliss or creativity. And you kind of become part kind of the crowd of the walking dead, those who are sleepwalking in life.
The biggest challenge of today for human beings is there is a negative gravitational pull to go in the other direction. It really is. Everything that is insane is considered sane in my world. So it's not very easy to step outside of what's considered conventional and normal. It's very difficult to step outside of it. So if someone starts to make a change in their diet or their lifestyle, they receive a lot of ridicule. You know, it's like, what are you doing? Or that's different. Or, ooh, what is that you're eating? And you become uncomfortable. And it's very easy to slide into and be comfortable with what everyone else is doing. But I do think that once you step on the path, it isn't all negative because the body is meant to thrive. It's not only meant to survive, but to thrive. We have this inner intuition. It's a book. It's called Intuition. We know what's right. It's tapping into it.
In the journey to become a champion, there is going to be the urge to give up. There is going to be the desire to quit. And that is a natural human response, because in order to be the best, in order to change, in order to step ahead of the crowd, in order to get into something new, it takes courage. And therefore, you know, there's going to be another energy there, which is, let's get back in the comfort zone.
Even people who have a strong spiritual practice, it is wise to monitor what goes inside of your mouth, because you end up using your spiritual practice to overcome the toxic energy that you place in your body temple. So if you want all pistons firing, you know, then what you eat, what you drink, what you think, your intention, all of that's extremely important.
The opportunity for people that are struggling in life, that having health issues, I want to encourage people to realize there aren't too many health issues that you really can't overcome. And your body has that God-given built-in remedial capabilities. All you have to do is understand that we have to live according to natural law. By living according to natural law, what you give up is going to free your body up to do what it was meant to do from the very beginning.
So when I learned from Dean Stanley the fruitarian way of life, and also exercises, you know, and mental work and spiritual work on a daily basis, basically start when you get up in the morning first, you've got to be like your own kind of policeman with your own thought process, because, you know, we're bombarded with negativity and anxiety problems, people are dying, and there's accidents, and there's wars, and there's rapes, and there's horrible things going on all the time. So you always have to make sure, as much as you can, to stay in a positive frame of mind. You know, the glass is always half full, no matter what happens. And you have to pray, and you have to have faith in God, and faith in yourself, and you know, find your purpose in life. It happened for me when I turned 50. I just knew I was going to be a public speaker. And it's just interesting when you know, when you make a decision and you make a commitment, how things flow into your life.
Something inside has to light up, some level of inspiration, in order to keep people going. And I believe that inspiration is knowing that what awaits on the other side is something better than they could have ever even known.
It's a long, 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 difficult road, but I do think that we are making inroads into it. There is an awareness. There are people waking up. It's about waking up. People are walking around asleep on our planet. They're not paying attention. You know, you hear little buzzwords of what's going on with the environment, but what are we doing in our lives specifically to make those changes? We aren't working with the whole picture enough, but I think it is, the seeds are being planted.
So mainstream people really need to get with this, because many of them are like sheep walking to slaughter, you know. They're just in a haze. They think they've arrived on the planet to be consumers. They're addicted to the next mall, the next fast food restaurant, the next bigger and brighter hamburger or something. And they're killing themselves and setting themselves up to be leached on by the pharmaceutical companies till they die. And that's not why we're here. We're here to be creative expressions of the infinite. We are the stars looking back at themselves, with all of the power that's within us being used to conform to a sick society. And now we need to set ourselves free to heal, to allow the power to express, so that we can not only be the creative individuals that we're called to be, but to then build a world in which every boy and girl, man and woman, has their basic needs met, so we can harvest everyone's gifts and talents and absolutely build heaven on earth.
I look for alkaline foods, alive foods, what I call water-rich foods. That means the water is still in them, the aliveness is still there, it's not all cooked out.
The enzymes are the life force of the food. When you cook anything over 118 degrees for 1 minute, it destroys all of the enzymes and most of the nutritional value of the food, ergo the saying, like David Wolf or the raw food lexicon, is that cooked food is poison, because it becomes something toxic for the body to deal with.
Microwave oven food is the worst. I mean, it is by far, our bodies do not recognize the structure of the proteins that the food is changed to. There's no digestive enzymes produced because you don't smell the food, you don't see the food. So cooked foods really take on a very destructive But they're also extremely acidic and extremely addictive. So once you start eating cooked foods, you want more and more and more. And to break the cycle, you really need to do a detox or a cleanse. It really is very beneficial in helping to break that cycle of craving the cooked foods.
When you have the food in its raw condition, you have more nutrients present, you have more vitamin C, you have more minerals that are available, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera.
To be in good health, we want to eat a diet that's higher in nutrients and lower in calories. That means you have to eat foods that are largely high nutrient, low calorie foods. Well, the foods that are highest in nutrients are green vegetables, tomatoes, berries, oranges, you know, carrots, and you're going to get a diet higher in fiber, higher in high nutrients, higher in phytochemicals, right? You're going to get, it's automatically not going to be acid forming. It's going to take all those features that people, that each fad diet looks at, is all put together when you eat a diet that's very nutrient dense.
What we've unveiled in our research is that there are four major components in raw living food that make them viable for healing and prevention of disease. First are hormones, second is oxygen, third is phytonutrients, and fourth is enzymes. Here we've coined the phrase hope. It's a new era of nutritional hope, and that's why living food is superior, and it makes you live longer as well as prevent and eliminate disorder.
I mean, think about pharmaceuticals for a moment. They are one isolated chemical extract, a synthesized chemical, usually something that never appears in nature and certainly doesn't appear in that concentration and in that isolation. Pharmaceuticals then become like poisons to the human body, and the side effects that you see are just the effects of the poison. But in nature, you never see a chemical isolated like that. In a plant, you might have hundreds of different phytochemicals. I mean, consider the natural medicines that are really in raw foods. These are the medicines synthesized by nature. They're like little plant-based pharmaceuticals, but they're built by Mother Nature, not by some pharmaceutical laboratory. Well, these are naturally biocompatible with the human body. So when you take those in, you get healthy because the plant actually built those medicines to keep itself healthy. And they all work in concert. There's a synergistic healing effect of those nutrients. You don't get that from a drug, but you do get that when you eat raw foods or you drink a raw food smoothie. You get those hundreds of different nutrients working in concert to heal your body and to essentially activate that healing potential that's built into your body.
Working with hundreds of thousands of people now, we've developed a quite keen understanding on what makes the anatomy of the body function and the immune system protect you. We've seen thousands, tens of thousands of people recover from catastrophic disease, and it primarily comes on a dietary level from a green food diet, with either the total elimination or short-term elimination of all fruits, and a lot of nutrition from sprouts. Sprouts are 10 to 30 times more nutritious than the best organic vegetable that you pick, wash, and eat. An average sprout like clover is 10 times more nutritious. Something like wheatgrass or sunflower greens, 30 times more nutritious.